everybody. Thank you for joining us here on The Happy Cast. The Happy Cast is your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out, and everything in between. I am Brian. Joining me is a man who collects phone books for a hobby, Ben.
What?
I don't know. You know, some people collect stamps. Some people collect sports cars. You collect phone books.
I think we do have like two or three on top of the fridge. But still, I do not collect phone books.
You are clearly saving them for historical reference, and I commend you for that, sir.
I don't think I'm going to read that much. I'm not Rain Man.
Well, what a lovely day this is. You have stumbled across our very first Thanksgiving-themed podcast. And if you live outside of North America, you can just refer to it as our late November podcast.
Or our American Thanksgiving podcast.
Sure, or that.
Yes. So, sorry, Neil Orange Peel. And do you celebrate
Miguel?
Thanksgiving? Yeah, Miguel, yeah. I assume you still celebrate Thanksgiving, and yeah, you don't just lose holidays because you move away. Okay.
Hey, do you? I don't know. I'd be curious about that. What's the traditional Thanksgiving dinner in the Philippines?
I mean, they don't... Oh. Like, what would their dinner be?
No. If you live in the Philippines, what would you conjure up for a Thanksgiving dinner?
But they don't have Thanksgiving.
But if you live there, if you're an American family living in...
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I was trying to make sure that that's what we were...
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good question for Anne. That's your homework of the week. Wait, wrong podcast.
No, we can have homework of the week here, too.
I think we have before.
I think so. But let me go ahead and knock out the involuntary sponsor of the week.
Oh, what is it?
Well, Ben, this week's involuntary sponsor of the week is cranberry sauce. That's right, cranberry sauce. Completely useless 11 months out of the year.
And I don't like it, so 12.
For you, personally.
Yeah. Every time I see wonder... it, I think, oh, someone made maroon jello. But then I'm like, no, it's cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about homemade cranberry sauce.
Yep.
I'm a fan of the gross can, the gelatin can of cranberry sauce that just slides out in can shape.
That's not even, it's not sauce. It's not a sauce consistency.
I know, but it's so amazing. Consistency?
I don't know. I've had cranberry juice and I did not like it, so.
I'm not against cranberries. I'm a fan. I like that song, Linger. That was pretty good.
Cranberry. Cultural reference.
Do you have to do that every time?
I do, in case you don't get it. That way more people can get our jokes. It makes us more accessible. We need a laugh track.
No, we need to alienate people that choose to listen. They need to be punished.
You suck, listener Anne.
Oh.
But no,
okay,
we
maybe
love you.
That's a little bit harsh. But
we almost had a secondary sponsor this week, but I ended up eating too much of a chicken.
No, come on, Ben. Come on, drink it.
I just ate a piece of cheesecake.
Chug.
I don't really need 5 hours of energy.
Chug. How would you get through this recording session without 5 hours worth of energy?
I ate a piece of cheesecake. I'm good for a couple hours.
Cheesecake does not give you energy. If anything, it will slow you down and make you tired and drowsy.
I get the small sugar rush.
Logie.
But the five-hour energy says it's pomegranate-flavored. Hours of energy now, no crash later. But there's like that little cross asterisk thing next to it. It took me a while to actually find where it went. Do I have to take off my glasses to see it because it's small print and I'm really nearsighted? No crash means no sugar crash. Five-hour energy contains no sugar. Individual results may vary. So you'll probably still crash. It's not because of sugar.
Caffeine crash? It has about as much caffeine as a premium cup of coffee.
I don't like coffee.
Well, it doesn't taste like coffee. It just has that amount of caffeine.
It tastes like real apples.
Think of it
as... Cinnamon. That's not in any podcast yet. I have that extra audio stored away.
Yeah, no, that makes no sense in this context.
Google Apple Jacks on Wikipedia. Well, so Wikipedia Apple Jacks.
Just think of it as approximately half a can of Mountain Dew's worth of caffeine.
Mountain Dew at least tastes like not pomegranate.
Ben is anti-cranberry and pomegranate. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't want to Bing something. I want to Google something.
Well, sir, are you ready to move on to our happy hour bummer patrol combo?
Yes, I had to make sure I complain about something up front, because if I don't get my complaining fix, I don't know, something bad's going to go down at the end of the podcast.
If Ben's complaining goes below 55 miles per hour, this bus will explode.
Podcast?
This podcast will explode. Thank you.
I am not on a bus. I know one person who is. There's a girl.
Currently? On a bus? The girl on a bus?
Fizzbiz is on a bus.
Fizzbiz is on a bus?
Well, according to her Twitter.
Oh, okay. Living on a bus? Well, going on a bus somewhere?
The girl?
Bussing around the country?
Her Twitter name.
What? Okay. Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
I like to assume she just lives on a bus. Hi, Fizzbiz.
Hello,
Fizzbiz. Pop quiz. What's it stand for?
For zombies by zombies?
Yes. All right. You win a high five.
That snapped. Okay. So, in honor of our American Thanksgiving episode, The Happy Cast, we will have no Bummer Patrol.
Bummer. That's my Bummer Patrol this week.
But instead, we will share two things for which we are happy or thankful. So, let's play that beautiful bumper music. It's happy, I'm again. Yeah. Okay. So, Ben, would you like to go first, or should I go first? Should I share both of mine? Or?
I'll go first, and then you can do two in a row so I can think of my other happy thing.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. What are you happy slash thankful for on
okay.
this?
I know I've kind of done this one before, but this time is special to me inside. I'm pointing to my heart, but you can't see because it's not a vidcast. I'm pointing there, though. Cheesecake, but not normal cheesecake. Special Thanksgiving fundraiser, or bought from a fundraiser that my sister had to do so she could go to, is it Hawaii? I think Hawaii with band cheesecake.
Is the band playing in Hawaii?
I did when I was in band in Hawaii.
Was it like a band competition?
Parade.
Oh, a Hawaii parade.
We paraded through some of the streets in Honolulu.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And it was like within view of the beach because it's awesome there.
How many years ago was this?
30 days to September. I don't know. My junior year? No, my senior
Which,
year.
Which? 10 years ago?
What? What year was it? I think it was my last year.
So you're 28 years old now.
No, either 2006 or 7. I don't remember what year I went.
Important question. Did you see Terry O'Quinn while you're in Hawaii?
No. Go.
Did you see Matthew Fox while you're in Hawaii?
No. But we saw Michael Emerson. We saw the beach where they apparently film.
Ooh,
and right next to it was a rock called the Black Rock.
Oh, my God. Was it a magical moment? Did it change your life?
It was. We were driving by, and you're like, on your left, you'll see the Black Rock. And I was like, and I looked out the window really fast, and it was just a big rock in the water. And like, yeah, people like to dive off of that. And then right after that, he goes, also, on your left up ahead, you see the beach where they filmed that ABC show Lost. It's like, oh, yes, there it is.
I like the wording on that. It's where they filmed that ABC show, Lost. You know, have you heard about that?
Maybe that's where they came up with the name, the Black Rock.
Are you talking about the people that named the Black Rock or the Lost Dudes?
The Lost Dudes who named the Black Rock. The Black Rock.
When did the Black Rock first make its on-screen vocal appearance? Is it in the pilot?
No.
I couldn't figure out if in the stress call... in French, Russo says Black Rock.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, but that's like in French.
But that counts. That means that they knew.
Well, they didn't know, because I don't think she ever translated the part that said Black Rock.
Well, not the characters, but the creators.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
So maybe they were inspired while filming the pilot.
Yeah, probably like, hey, let's just call it Black
Rock. Black Rock, that sounds like a ship, right, guys?
Or like a rock. That's a very uncreative name for a rock. Well, it's black and it's a rock. Let's call it the Black Rock.
Call it the Black Rock. Let's call it... Oh, God.
Is that our dumb executive voice?
They should have like spun it out a little bit. Let's call it the... I don't want to do it.
The Onyx Stone.
I don't. Oh God. What? Let's call it the Lenny Kravitz.
What?
He's a world famous rock star, African American.
I know that that was a what.
I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Stevie Wonder.
Let's call it the Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, okay. Can we move on to my cheesecake being delicious?
This is your fault. You've led us down this path.
You continued the path. You started talking about Hawaii after I did. So cheesecake, not Hawaii. But that's a good happy
Erasers.
Hour now. What? Cheesecake.
I'm sorry. I'm just naming things. Oh. Cheesecake.
Vitamins. I bought a cheesecake that is or was strawberry cheesecake. No strawberries, like, physically on it, but flavored. And Megan had the turtle cheesecake, which has
the tortoise cheesecake,
caramel, and little tiny nut pieces, and chocolate chips.
What? You sound like a fourth grader reading a book report.
How'd you know what impression I was doing?
Oh, it was so spot on.
I once was a fourth grader.
What? So, I never was.
Did you skip that one, or did you drop out at third grade?
I did. I'm a third grade dropout.
Oh. So you're not smarter than a fifth grader?
No, no.
Oh, that guy. Are you fitter than an elderly person? No.
Probably
are you fitter
not.
Than a senior? That's a real show.
Is it?
Or at least it was. I don't know if it's still on. I was watching The Soup, and they were covering a show called Are You Fitter Than a Senior? And it took, like, kids and put them against, like, elderly people who were, like, in shape.
Bodybuilders.
Still. Well, bodybuilders. I think that might be my other happy hour.
I like turtle cheesecake.
I know what you're talking about. You already heard you that.
Stop doing that.
What?
What's the deal with cheesecake? It's not cheese. It's not a cake. It's more like a pie.
It is more like a pie, crust and all. Cheese pie sounds gross, though. Are you fitter than a senior? I tried to look it up on Wikipedia and could not find it, but I found Are You Fitter Than a Pensioner, the British version. Are you fitter,
are
not
you
fatter?
No, yeah.
But yeah, and that's, I guess, a word for senior over there, which makes sense.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. That reminded me of a thing. Continue.
Oh, well, that was the end of my cheesecake positive tirade.
Okay, so thankful for cheesecake. I'm thankful for my family.
Oh, can you ruin mine? You can't go there. We're on happy hour, not thankful time.
I thought we were doing thankful time. Oh, I'm thankful for
happy hour
my lovely family. And my siblings and my brothers.
Happy hour. Cool.
It's great. It's great having brothers. I don't know if you know this, Ben.
I don't have a brother.
You have a sibling.
I have a sister.
You have a sister.
Yes.
I feel when you're an adult, having brothers is awesome. It's really cool. It's great.
It's
brotherly.
Like, having, like, new friends all of a sudden.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you're just like really cool. That brotherly bond is great. Having sisters, I haven't cracked that yet. That's more difficult. I don't know how to be good at having sisters.
How to be good at it?
Yeah, can you give me a tip?
Well, it depends if your sister's cool or not.
Yeah, they're not. They're cool.
On,
yeah,
well,
sure.
On mine, no comment, because if I compliment, she'll get really happy, and if I insult, well, why don't I compliment then?
I don't want her to be really happy. Screw that.
But you she'll be not too happy. There's a limit. Yeah. Well,
so you're going neutral.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go slightly positive. Caitlin, you're at least somewhat cool. But it's interesting. It seems that, like, some of the musics, whatever she likes, she got from me. Because usually, like, I'll be like, hey, listen to this, and then she'll like it.
Huh, okay. All
yeah,
right, so.
Well. And she likes board games.
So she's way into Weird Al. That's what I'm hearing now.
I think. Well, I don't remember. Not as way as I am. But I think we showed her the DVD when we were over there, and she liked it.
Oh, do you have the concert DVD?
Oh, not that one. No. She likes Weird Al. We listened to it in the car. She really likes the polka face.
That's good. That's a good polka medley.
Some video games. Like we don't like play like Call of Duty or something, but some
okay,
video
all right.
Yeah.
So you've got there's some overlap in interest, and that makes it easier.
Yes.
That's good. Glad. I don't think I really have anything in common with my sisters.
Podcasting.
They don't like I don't know if they know what podcasts are. I'm sure they
you
do.
You haven't tried to make connections.
No, all the time. I mean, when I like, I'm going later this week, Thanksgiving at my grandmother's house.
Predominantly. Through the woods?
Like, over the river, through the woods, grandmother's house. Predominantly.
That's like a stupid chaser joke.
predominantly all females. Because maybe I should save this for a later segment, but like all my cousins are females, and as are my sisters on that side of the family. And they, I don't know, I just, they're always like, oh, Twilight, am I right? It's like, yeah,
no,
yes.
You're not.
And I'm like, have you guys been watching Mad Men? No? Okay.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad has been super good this year.
Oh, yeah, I gotta finish catching up.
Yeah, but I'm working on it. I'll get better at it. I mean, you know, just find some kind of common ground.
Common Grounds is a coffee shop that was in Fayetteville.
That is awesome.
It
that is a
awesome.
Great name for a coffee shop.
Oh. I didn't know if I told you or not, so I thought you might appreciate it.
That's great. That's like your central perk.
It's also 45 minutes north of me.
Oh, well.
And not like across
know,
the street.
It is clever, but it makes it sound like their coffee is unremarkable.
It's just normal. I'd go in
it's
there
common.
For the joke alone.
Just come in, get the Folgers, and be happy. It's common.
Stay happy.
Grounds.
If you ever get a
yet.
Chance to somehow show up here, we will take you to Common Grounds.
All right. We'll meet and have a coffee at Common Grounds.
And live podcast and stuff.
From a coffee shop. Manners Cast style. They did that, right?
You know who else met Trent Armstrong in a coffee shop? Not to name
who?
Drop or anything.
Who?
But you said Trent Armstrong first, so I guess it's not really name dropping.
I think I just said Manners Cast.
Oh, well, they're synonymous.
Trent Armstrong is Manners Cast.
I met Trent Armstrong, and Mrs. Panther met Trent Armstrong. Even though she's
no
technically
way.
More of Miss... Well, Miss Panther sounds like a sister. She's not
Miss
Mrs.,
Panther?
But I think she wanted to be Miss, but Miss was taken.
How about Ms., like MS?
No, multiple sclerosis?
No, Microsoft.
Microsoft Panther.
Ooh. That's my favorite word processor, MS Panther.
Oh, but what were we saying?
Trent Armstrong.
Yeah, we met him. It was really cool.
All right, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm highly jealous.
See, if
was
you
he...
showed up here, we would go down there and meet him.
So are you're saying if I went to Arkansas, we would then go to Texas and then meet Trent Armstrong?
Yes, we would.
Why would I not just go to Texas myself?
Because I wouldn't be there then.
Okay, good
point. I
think
I might be closer than Texas.
So was he...
Then you can live across the hallway. I don't have a hallway. You can live across there and be Joey, and we will be Chandler and Monica.
Okay, and then I can have my failed spinoff.
Well, why would you have your own failed spinoff?
Because I'm Joey.
You live over there, and like you'd slide through the door and everyone would applaud like Kramer would.
Oh, Kramer.
And then I would buy a bar.
Okay. Is that an Archie Bunker thing?
I don't know. I thought he was like an abusive milkman or something. A mailman.
Archie Bunker? No.
Wait, what am I thinking of?
I don't know. Archie Bunker, he worked at a factory, I believe. And then it was a spinoff. After All in the Family, he bought a bar, and it became Archie's Place.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking
and
of.
I think his wife died. I could be wrong.
Oh, I was thinking of the Honeymooners.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the abusive mailman.
Right.
How long have they been on their honeymoon?
For over 60 years
Stand
now.
Stand up act.
Workshopping that new material.
That I am. But something.
Well, that's family, siblings. That's all good. That's good
you
fun.
Cheated.
And then do I have one more? Can I share my final?
So I can finish thinking.
My final thankful thing. Well, Ben, I'm very thankful for this podcast and to have such a great co-host who does so much work editing and uploading.
But you do a lot of work with your notebook.
And yeah, you know, it tolerates my rambling on end. Few people know this. For every 1 hour of HappyCast, Ben and I have talked for 5 hours, and then he just takes the best stuff.
Oh, God.
Splices it together, and that's how the magic happens.
It's more like for every hour and a half of Happy Hour, I have about an hour extra footage, audio footage. I did this last time. I have an hour extra of audio that I have not put in, which is where all of the Applejack stuff went. And us doing impressions of Mitch Hedberg and Jerry Seinfeld and Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah, we're saving that for the special features on our complete series DVD box set, which will be available at shop.happycast.com at Borders.
Oh, I guess you won't be finding it.
Big news, guys. We've signed an exclusivity deal with Borders, and they will be the only place where you can buy the HappyCast complete DVD set.
Now it's sad. But it didn't really affect me because we don't have a Borders in town, so whatever.
We did at the mall. It was like a big storefront in the mall. Now it's really sad and empty.
Like a ghost town?
Like a ghost store.
Ghost
store. Town. So, okay. So, just to summarize the segment so far, I am thankful for my happy and for Ben. Ben is thankful for cheesecake.
You said you're thankful for your happy.
I did not. I said my pappy, who is a member of my family. I'm thankful for my family.
For your pappy. Okay. All right.
I'm thankful for my family and this podcast and Ben. And Ben is thankful for cheesecake.
So. Well, I have another one. I'm thankful
shoelaces? I'm thankful
for everything.
Oh, all right.
Every good thing, not like the bad stuff, like famine.
All good stuff. Ben is thankful for famine.
No, I am thankful since you already took family and podcast. I look like I'm stealing that.
So no, you can be thankful for my family.
I have met two members of your family.
They were pretty cool.
I met a brother and an uncle.
One of them was pretty cool.
Which one?
Ah, yeah, that's the question, right?
I'm not picking. I met one for like 10 seconds.
Well, you didn't get to make a proper judgment call then.
No. But next time we're down there, Halo tournament.
Oh, yeah. Ben loves the Halo.
No. But
Things Ben loves, Halo and competition.
God. No, not competition. It's people who are already way better than me in advance. Competition is fun sometimes.
All right. So, again. I have family and podcasting. Ben has cheesecake, and what's next, Ben?
Everything.
Silly putty.
Everything. I'm thankful for Earth.
Paper clips.
Reese's.
No,
I am thankful for everything, including the podcast, which is awesome because we have the weirdest conversations ever. Like singing the. Some Burger King song that Hootie sang once.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
As opposed to
Hootie Jackson, the mayor of my city.
Oh, a mayor named Hootie. That thing, and then I realized that no, that's Rock Candy Mountain. Big Rock Candy Mountain.
I had no idea that was a parody.
See? We learned. Educational. We used to be educational back in the first few episodes.
Yeah. Where did that go?
See, look at all the things you're learning about Hootie.
It's edutainment.
Ooh. Or is it intercational?
Now that sounds weird. No.
Yeah.
We're not intercational.
We're both. I'm happy or thankful for family also. I'll shove them both together because that's how much I care.
Okay. Right.
And I'm thankful for Megan for being an awesome person. Most of the time.
Okay. All right.
All the time. I always gesture to where she usually sits, even though she's not there. When we record, she's like usually in the bedroom. Watching movies.
Watching stuff like Grumpy Old Men or
Austin Powers 2, I think is what you watched last time. Sleepy Hollow. Chocolat.
Austin Powers 2.
Moulin Rouge. My movies.
Your movies?
Sometimes my movies. Less often, but sometimes.
Occasionally.
But yeah, those are things I'm happy for and thankful for. More things than you.
You're right. I'm only thankful for those two things. So, sue me.
Bow-dum-bow. This isn't Fight Court.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were about to sue me. Okay, well, moving on. Should we go on to the holiday, our new holiday segment in which we talk about the holiday?
Or should we move on to sports first, since we all know how great that segment is?
Oh, you're talking about the well-received segment, Sports Talk.
Emmy Award nominated.
We didn't win. We were just nominated. Okay, yeah sure. Let's go into Sports Talk.
Sports. 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 Sports, 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 world of sports.
So I heard from Trent Armstrong the other day.
Oh yeah? How is he doing?
He's doing pretty well actually. He heard the podcast last week where we challenged our listeners to give him a new nickname, and he took it pretty well. Thought it was funny.
I thought he would. He's such a good sport about that kind of thing.
Yes, a good sport indeed.
This has been World of Sports.
So, now with the sports talk behind us, let us move forward to Away on Holiday. It's my holiday voice.
Whoa, ho, ho, away for holiday. Hey!
Alright, it's the segment where we talk about Thanksgiving, the upcoming holiday, or what, 6 days out, something like that?
Well, from whenever you hear this, probably not 6 days.
Yeah, definitely.
Might be
not
like
from
1 or 2, 3 days, maybe. It depends.
Maybe
tomorrow,
354.
I think
maybe you waited too long.
Oh, wow. I hope not. I think tomorrow a sister is coming over.
And, a sister?
Well, the sister. But the sister is coming over, I think probably, to play games and hang out and watch stuff.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, how long can we keep this going on?
Probably not too long. Hi, Megan.
Did she just walk in at that moment? That would be great.
She did.
Oh, wonderful. So, holiday plans, man. You have any Thanksgiving tradition? You just gonna watch the big game? I know you love football.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna watch that football all day long because I love it.
You can't watch it all day long. There's like two games.
I'm gonna tape it and watch it again. In case I missed anything.
All right. Thanksgiving dinner plan? You gonna go?
Megan's
eat?
Asking me 20 questions right now. Did someone come over? Are you hot? Are you? Did you drink that?
Did you
oh my
drink high! That?
I thought you meant am I hot? No, I am hot. Temperature wise, I mean.
Did you drink that?
Oh, the 5 hour energy. I'm playing with the bottle right now.
Oh, I just imagined like there being an empty Windex container. Did you drink that?
Really? Oh
no.
Wait. Do you ask what my Thanksgiving plans were?
Sure. What do you got? No, both. Do you remember having Thanksgiving plans?
I don't remember much of what happened since yesterday. I had a horrible headache.
Drink all that Windex.
Oh, it probably was that Windex. I know what it make it. All right, ignore she exists for now. All right, Thanksgiving. I think we are going to my grandparents' house in Paris. Fabulous Paris.
Oh, wow. Over the river and through the woods.
Arkansas.
Arkansas, you go.
Paris, Arkansas. about 45 minutes east, and that is a loud air conditioner. And then you dropped your phone in the trash. I'm sorry. As soon as
she's commenting,
chaos just starts occurring around her. I drink Windex. The AC gets loud. She's throwing away her phone. Yes, I drink Windex. You saw me. All right. Thanksgiving. Yeah, go to my grandparents' house in Paris, Arkansas, about 45 minutes away. We all eat there and have a good time. I don't like turkey, so I eat ham.
Oh, turkey and ham. Doubling down. That's good. Good to have the option.
So, usually everyone makes a little something except us because we aren't good at that. And we still count, I guess, as part of my mom's, like, traveling band.
Okay, so you get off on that technicality. Like, well, he's part of that family. They brought the green bean casserole. So.
Oh, casseroles. I don't like casseroles because it seems, I don't know. To me, it just seems like, let's throw a bunch of ingredients into this, like, pan. Or casserole dish. Yeah, throw a bunch of random ingredients in. Like, oh, now it's BLT casserole.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, is it?
My grandmother makes a pretty good broccoli casserole that is a crucial part to my Thanksgiving plans. But other than that.
Is macaroni casserole. I want macaroni. I don't want it packed into a big rectangle.
Oh, wait, macaroni casserole and cheese?
Yes.
What makes it a casserole at that point?
I think they're like peas and stuff in there.
Oh, gross. Okay, but if it was just like a homemade macaroni and cheese in a casserole dish, that is excellent. Do not knock that.
No, that's different. Yeah. I just don't want the extra stuff in there. I want the purest macaroni and cheese you can find.
The most chemically pure macaroni
yes,
and
the
cheese.
The most chemically pure. And it must be blue. Blue macaroni and blue cheese.
Oh, that sounds gross.
It does sound gross. Megan, how do you feel?
Great.
I meant about macaroni and blue cheese, but whatever. About macaroni and blue cheese. Okay, this is why we don't have a third co-host. Good thing she didn't hear what I said about her earlier during the happy hour.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hopefully she will not download and listen to this show.
I know. She might hear the horrible, horrible things I said. Yeah, that is my plans. Those are my plans.
Cool. That sounds good. Sounds remarkably similar to what I have going on.
What do you have going on?
Same thing. Grandmother's house, family, food. I do not count as a portion of another family unit. I have to bring myself and bring an item, but
Xbox. You know,
I have to bring the Xbox. we're gonna play Halo. My grandmother, incredible at Halo. Just her headshots are so on point.
Oh wow!
Just always with the sniper rifle. It's amazing.
For a second, I thought you meant like acting headshots. Your grandma's
she's
Meryl
playing
Street.
Tennis. Yeah. But no. Well, since I'm relatively young, youngish dude, single dude. No, there are no other guys attached to me. I'm a single guy.
So it's not human centipede.
No. But you know, I'm not expected to cook anything, so that's fun. So every year I get to call and find out what really simple task I'm given.
Chips,
and this year
cups,
I'm
ice.
This year I'm bringing ice. My job. And if I don't bring that ice, Thanksgiving dinner will be ruined.
The bounty hunter?
Ice the bounty hunter?
Arrested Development.
Are you talking about Fizz?
I'm talking yeah, she used to be ice. No, I'm talking about Arrested Development. Ice the bounty hunter.
Oh right. You can't have a party without ice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I guess cater for wakes.
Yeah. Oh, I should rewatch that.
You should. And Friends, since we're doing our new Friends podcast.
Yeah. What is it? Central Perk Talk something?
Perkcast.
But I'm doing that, eating, and then the big post Thanksgiving sales I always avoid.
You are going.
Oh, I said I usually avoid because I value my life, but this year, going out with my dad to hopefully pick up an Xbox with Kinect.
If you have a Kinect, once you hook it up, we got to wave and say hello.
We will wave and say hello.
And that's it.
So excellent deal, $199, usually $299. He'll get the Xbox, I'll get the Kinect. We each pay half. But that, you know, I'm really kind of worried about it, especially after this really gritty, realistic depiction of it I read in the novel Black Friday, written by Ben's close and personal friend.
Oh, I was about to bring that up. You better watch. I don't remember her name. You better watch out for those girls that hang from the ceiling.
Dr. Ann Steele.
Black. No, I don't have it favorited. What's wrong with me?
You can find the screenshot of the cover on our blog.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go now. Oh, there's the Back to the Future, Nonviolent Dissociation from Bill, Lost and Locked. The one where we ruined zoos. Oh, yeah, people zoos.
Oh, don't say people zoos.
Black Friday, a holiday blitz sale. Yeah, a girl hanging from the ceiling, people tackling each other, that guy in like a cut-off shirt, I think. Kids crawling on the ground. I hope it's like that.
That is extraordinary. Who's the author?
MJ
Turner. Give credit
where
credit is due. Michael Jackson Turner.
Check it out on Amazon.com. Black Friday.
Buy it.
A holiday.
I hear they're selling out.
Yep. I hear it's a huge number one bestseller. So do that. My Black Friday plans are to not go to stores because of busyness. And why? I'll just order something online if I want something badly enough.
Yeah, I'm really.
Well, I don't need
really
it right away.
On this Kinect.
Well, you're going to get Kinect for now. I'm not going to go for now. It's too busy. Well, Megan gets to work part of that day because she works retail. And so that's going to be really fun for her.
Oh, yeah. So she maybe next time. Is she working at retail where there will be a Black Friday sale?
Yes, it's a doorbuster.
Oh, no, those are the worst.
I know, when they explode the doors for everyone under the customer.
I want to make a Ghostbuster joke, but I can't connect the lines.
Doorbusters!
Next, maybe on a future show, we can have a field report from her, from the front lines of Black Friday.
The front lines of Black Friday. Well, she's going to be inside, though.
If she gets a break, if she gets like a two-minute break, ask her to call in to the HappyCast phone line.
What do you use when you enter a store? I don't know. That's stupid. I'll try to make the song work. A door. It's not doorbusters at all. It's just, the answer is just a door.
Yeah, you're right.
Never mind.
It doesn't work.
How about Thanksgiving memories? Any good ones?
I don't remember them fondly.
Food fights?
No. My Thanksgivings traditionally aren't an episode of Cheers.
That happened?
Yeah, that's a famous Cheers Thanksgiving
episode.
What about
the one where Monica has to make like 7 different types of potato foods? And then they get locked out, and they have to use all the different keys.
That's a good one. That's the one where Underdog got away.
Yes, it's season one.
It's classic.
Megan hasn't gotten there yet because she's lame.
My Thanksgiving memories for about a decade were watching the Thanksgiving episode of Friends. That was a big holiday tradition.
Ooh. I used to watch the parade, but now I'm like, yeah, I've seen those balloons. There's a marching band that I'm not in. There's, yeah, people twirling. I've seen that balloon.
Do you say that whenever you see a marching band? Like, I'm not in that.
Yeah.
No one cares.
I think we were in, or someone from our school was invited once. I think it was our dance squad, which we discussed on some podcast somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we do so many. It's hard to keep up.
We're recording 4 tonight. We're on number 3 right now.
Maybe, you know what, that might have been an after show that was not recorded.
Possibly. Either way, it's
hard to keep up at this point. Yeah, that's away for holidays, unless you have some Thanksgiving memory to share, you know.
Thanksgiving. Megan, do you have any Thanksgiving memories you'd like to share? Megan, how do you spend your Thanksgiving?
Eating.
Wow. Excellent coverage by Megan.
Great. Great insight. Great insight.
She spends her Thanksgivings eating. Well, I think... Oh, pumpkin pie? Yes or no?
I'm pro pumpkin pie and pumpkin flavored holiday desserts.
How
sure.
about a pumpkin pie shake at Sonic?
That might be good. I had a pumpkin pie cheesecake flavored ice cream that was really on point.
I hope they make one of those again. By the way, that was also a hint at Megan that I want a pumpkin pie shake right now.
Less of a hint when you really say it like that.
Well,
but...
it was. I was looking at her. I meant to be looking at the computer, but I wanted to see her reaction or her silhouette because there's light behind her. Anyway, she's about to get out of here and out of my hair so I can focus on the podcast. Don't make that gesture. Oh, Megan. Oh, don't be on the floor. Oh, bad Megan.
Oh, man.
She's not a dog.
If you have more hair on your face than on your head, would you say getting out of your beard?
You might be a redneck. That's what I thought you were going to continue with. If you have more hair on... I don't...
Is that a redneck thing? I don't think that
it's not.
Is.
It's not like it was a setup for a redneck joke.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so your memories are friends.
Positive.
My memories are, it's about equal every time. We always go to my, bye Megan, to my grandparents' house, and we eat, and there are a bunch of us there. And one aunt makes delicious cheesecakes, homemade.
Oh, nice.
My mom usually makes the ham, so Gran can make the turkey. I think it's that way. And they always make sure to have mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese. Well, not always, but a lot of times, because those are my things. I usually eat a very small piece of ham and then a bunch of sides.
The sides are really where the action is.
And every
right.
time I see the cranberry sauce, I think it's Jell-O at first and I get really excited.
And then why would you get excited side. About Jell-O?
Who doesn't get excited about Jell-O? J-E-L-L-O.
I'm trying to do product integration for Jell-O. I will not have part of this.
And Nintendo Jell-O.
Nintendo Xbox.
Nintendo.
Okay, you like homemade cheesecake. Homemade cheesecake sounds good. My personal favorite, homemade peanut butter pie.
What?
It's delicious.
What is that?
It's delicious. It's peanut butter flavored pie with peanut butter in it.
Send that to me.
In the mail?
Megan's back. She forgot her keys.
You need your keys. That is a crucial...
Keys.
Good job on publicly shaming her on the podcast. Literally dozens of people now know.
Yeah, real literally. Some people who I don't know from Lost Unlocked, listen.
What?
Well, our original audience used to be like some of my family members, like my mom and my sister, and people who listened to Lost Unlocked and missed your dulcet tones. And now we have a couple from Greendale 101.
No, oh, that's cool. I hear that's the most popular community podcast.
Greendale 101.
Ah, I should have said that earlier. That would have really clicked on one of the first two podcasts.
I might fit it in there somewhere. If you like Community, watch it. And listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Good job, yeah. If you like Community, watch it. Sage advice.
So, that is it for that part, and we have some feedback.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
We have something from Neil Orange Peel.
Really?
Yes, we do. He says, "Hi, chaps. Good to hear you back on the HappyCast podcast. I had a chuckle when you reviewed my last email. You know, the one I sent about 3 months ago? But anywho, that was fun." We should take 3 month breaks more often.
We should.
Not hinting anything. All right, I actually don't want to, but I'm just... Never mind. My bummer patrol was going to be that my laptop crashed on me again. It was at the PC hospital getting better. but I finally got it back. So instead, my happy hour is I got my laptop back. Congratulations.
Well done. He's had a real rough run with electronics, with a dead iPod and a ill computer.
Well, we're 3 months apart.
His computer is super ill.
You say community? Commuted.
His commuter. I'm trying to subtly hint that he has a cool computer.
And then he did a Photoshop challenge that is posted for the last episode, which is actually the Halloween from 2 episodes ago.
Wait, what?
All right.
Okay, so
Halloween picture, but it's on the episode after Halloween.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. Did he also do a Batman Holmes?
Yes, but that I'll do that one for the next podcast, because if we do two,
okay,
yeah,
all right,
okay,
sure.
And he says, "Okie dokie, stay, keep, smell happy." TTFN.
You know,
Neil.
All seriousness, I think smell happy might be a good common ground for us to settle.
I don't know. Smell happy? What is the smell of happy? It's like peeing yourself from excitement?
I think peanut butter pie is the smell of happy.
Oh my god, stop saying that. You make my heart jump every time I see peanut butter pie because it sounds so delicious.
Have you never had a peanut butter pie?
I
thought this was a common thing. I thought this was as American as apple pie.
No! I've never had a peanut butter pie!
I'm sorry, Jerry. Calm down.
I didn't know if it was Jerry or Don Knotts.
Either one would have worked.
They're the same person. P.S. I've finally been able to borrow season 1 and 2 of Community. I'm up to episode 9 of season 1. He's actually caught up now. Yeah.
Outdated emails.
We're recording 2 at once because it's easier and faster, and it's more reliable to get episodes out, and we only have to meet to do huge podcasts like every other week, bi-weekly,
twice a week,
or every other week. We record both bi-weekly and bi-weekly.
That's true. Or we record bi-weekly, but
oh, we release bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly, yeah.
I hate that so much. Let me uncheck that one because we've done that.
Let me throw that email in the trash.
Did you miss?
No, it's in the trash now.
Oh, I didn't hear it. We have an email from He David. Inquiry, do you accept PayPal? No?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
I do personally. Ben does not.
It's half in English, half in squiggly.
Half in squiggly.
Arrested Development reference. Sorry.
All right.
I have watched that recently. We have a audio thingy sent from the Armstrong himself, Trent.
Hmm.
Let me download it.
Let us hear what Trent has to say.
Top of the morning, Ben and Brian. This is Trent from the Manners Cast, soon to be nicknamed by popular vote, hopefully on the Happy Cast. And I had a quick happy hour pick. Because you guys reminded me of something, and it is when a bad habit backfires on someone in a major way, and it really makes me laugh. I know I shouldn't probably laugh at someone else's misfortune, but it really makes me laugh, especially when no one's injured or anything. So I used to work at a sign shop where a guy would smoke cigarettes and drink Barks root beer and then put the cigarette butts out in his root beer. And one day his 3-year-old came into the office, and this is also a situation where the guy just really wasn't in complete control of his 3-year-old. And so the 3-year-old rushed over, saw a Barks can, grabbed it, and immediately started drinking out of it. And I knew what was going on because I had seen him already put some cigarettes out in that can in the first place. And so the kid jerks the can back away from his face, and he starts doing like a cat with a hairball. And kind kind of trying to touch the back of his throat. And, you know, it was okay. Nothing really happened, but he did drink a little bit of cigarette ash. And I don't know if my buddy learned his lesson, but he sure pulled a fast one on his three-year-old accidentally. Anywho, I'll call back with another something or other sometime soon. I hope you guys are good. And keep happy. If you have happy, keep it.
So, that was amazing.
He pulled
a fast one over on his three-year-old.
Did you see him going for it and then let the kid go?
Let it happen?
I imagine you sit at the same table and you just kind of like push it over with your fingers quietly. Like, here. Here, stinky.
That is great.
Also, when the kid walked in the office, I picture like the kid just got in the car, drove over, walked in. Where's my pops?
I'm looking for my pops and my pops. You dig?
Is that what a three-year-old sounds like?
Yes.
He was out of control. Or she.
Oh, that was great, though. Thank you, the soon-to-be nickname, Trent, ManersCast.com.
Yes, we will discuss that in a second. Oh, where are all the nicknames?
No, quick nickname update. Hello?
No, I said oh.
Oh, they said hello. Yeah, hello. After the last show, Trent, ManersCast.com, Armstrong, which I think should be his nickname, but Trent contacted me and let me know nicknames that he's been known by in the past.
Oh, so kind of like what the police usually put up on, like, wanted posters?
Also known as other aliases.
Akas.
We have the, as predicted, T-Bone.
Oh, because he plays football and his name begins with T.
Sure. And then Apple T.
All right. Like Appletini?
Sure, like the letter T, Apple T.
Oh.
Big T.
Okay.
These are all centered on the first initial of his name, except for his personal favorite,
well,
Uncle Trent.
Well, you can't say, like, Big A. But...
Uncle Trent, which was apparently, interesting note here, he had a radio show in college called Breakfast with Uncle Trent and Dave. So,
I did not know that.
Yeah. Uncle Trent, he was known on the air.
He was on radio.
College radio. And last, but maybe not least, T-Money.
T-Money.
T-Money sounds like like something like a fancy Britishman would keep in a an MP10 under.
I can't imagine calling a fancy Englishman T-Money.
No, keeping in a tin, in a biscuit tin, and under a coffee table, and then bust it out. Once you have enough pence to buy some Earl Grey. As you can tell, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You sound like when Neil has to pretend he's from Britain.
I'm sorry, Neil. I apologize.
I refuse to believe it until I see it.
Seeing is believing.
Maybe someone wants to fund us to go on a trip to Britain?
Probably not.
You never know. What if there's some, like, eccentric millionaire out there?
I guess,
listening to our podcast quietly.
I guess it makes it worth a shot.
Hey, millionaires.
Live podcast in Britain coming up.
We will be your personal podcast slaves.
I don't know if I like the way that sounds.
For $1 million.
Okay, well, that, if you get paid.
We'll podcast anything you want.
What if they want us to podcast on the TV show Whitney?
Whatever, we'll talk about how bad it is.
Okay. Fair enough.
We have an email from Guitar Architect.
Guitar Architect?
Yes. And did I pick these in the wrong order?
Guitar Architect.
Oh, no, I didn't. No. It is not the Muppets. All right. P.S. This is a prescript. He went to let you know that he has a Lost and Locked t-shirt, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the second one in existence. Only two.
And it's amazing.
It is, I hear. I've never seen one.
I thought you have one.
No, I have a magnet. I don't have the t-shirt.
I have one and you don't have one?
Yeah, no, I never, I couldn't, I wanted one, but it has my name on it. That would seem.
They don't know that.
That's a different Brian. It's a level of self-promotion I'm not comfortable with.
It's a different Brian. What if he had Happy Cash shirts? All black with like yellow with the face?
That would look cool.
On the back, it just says, with Ben and Brian?
No.
Happy Cast?
Yeah, Happy Cast. Maybe.
Get happy? Smell happy. This is Happy Cast. Smell happy.
Hear happy.
Ben and Brian, welcome back. B&B? If you listen to all the Manners Cast, you would know that Trent has many nicknames.
I have. I've listened to them all.
One, Trent, with the P added to the beginning to show the softer side of Trent. Trent, there are two T's on both ends, the meaner version of Trent. Trent, two jobs crazy, Armstrong. Trent, top of the morning, Armstrong.
I like that one a lot, yeah.
Totem, top of the morning.
Hmm.
Totem, we can call him Totem.
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 Totem Trent.
What? His name's in there again, though. Let's really call him Totem. T-pole.
Okay, all right.
I also be Tent Pole, though. Trent Pole. I'm done. But he would like to add a few suggestions himself. T-Rent, the rapper.
All right.
Tenda Chick, one of his favorite hometown restaurants. I thought his favorite restaurant was Maximilian's.
Second favorite, Tenda Chick.
Trent Roll Tide Armstrong.
All right.
Uncle Trent.
Uncle Trent. Is that a suggestion?
Yeah, I hope he knows about the thing or else weird.
Uncle Trent.
Skibo. And finally, Mushmouth.
Mushmouth.
Thanks, guys. Guitar Attack.
Tongue Tangle.
Tang Tungle.
All right. That's good. Thank you, Guitar Attack. Good, good suggestions good there. You. Good on you.
Which of those things do you like, listeners?
Are we turning this over to the listeners? Is it going to be a poll?
I'm just asking if they like any of them. I like Totem.
I like Totem. I like, you know, Uncle Trent was Toto? A suggestion and his radio name. I think Uncle Trent is solid, but Totem.
I don't know. Totem. Uncle Trent. I have uncles, though.
So do I.
Well, I don't call listener Ann Auntie Ann.
Maybe you should.
Can you make pretzels, listener Ann?
It's a pretzel brand, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the mall.
I wanted to know what that was. That's good though, Auntie Ann. That's funny.
Thank you.
That's a reference to a food store at the mall.
Trying to be me. That's my thing, man. And we have... Wait, do we have one more? We have one more I'll do really fast. Do I want to or do I don't know. We have two. Yeah, we'll go for it. Hey, Brian and Ben. This is my sister, by the way. The new today. So I've been trying to learn how to Photoshop for you guys and failed miserably. So instead, I decided to suck a little less at paint and make a picture that way. My happy hour pick is Fat Kittens. They are just hilarious, especially when their owners make them wear costumes. My bumper troll is when I'm watching Netflix and they suddenly decide to stop streaming whatever show I'm in the middle of watching. That was a badly said sentence.
That is rough.
Not badly written, badly said. Key Pappy, the new today. Have you seen the picture that she posted?
I checked, but I didn't see anything.
All right. There is a monkey.
Okay. All right.
I think. I guess. Yes. Dreaming. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot we had a weird happy hour.
You had a weird happy hour.
A weird Photoshop challenge. I forgot about that. There's a monkey, though, and he's dreaming of loving a fat kitty. And there's a giant Lego man standing next to him.
Can you refresh me on what the challenge was? I
know it had to do with a herpes monkey and a giant Lego man.
All right, yeah, right. that's right. That happened.
That was something, all right.
The Photoshop challenge has become a time capsule of regrets.
So, what's our Photoshop challenge this week, Brian?
We want you to draw a picture of Trent's new nickname.
Any of them or all of them?
Whatever it is.
Draw a picture. No, Potbelly Pig was the last podcast we did.
Yep, can't talk about that.
Yeah, draw a picture of the... Yeah, Totem Pole, Trent.
Totem Pole, Trent. Uncle Trent, Radio Trent.
Teabag.
Top of the Morning Trent.
He's not Uncle Trent.
He's not a character in Prison Break, so I would...
Auntie Anne. Get a draw Auntie Anne.
Okay, pretzels. We want pretzels and...
And totem poles.
Pretzels and turkeys and cheesecakes. Oh, my. Thanksgiving.
Peanut butter pies.
And sure.
A big Thanksgiving theme. What else did we talk about? This was not on the air, but a big rock candy mountain made of cheddar bacon tender crisp?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, rock candy mountain and a cheddar bacon tender crisp, which you have not heard of. Because that's off the air, maybe after show. I don't think I was recording, so no, it won't be.
You're just saying things now. This is so incoherent at this point.
Family.
Family.
My family is family. Black Friday.
Bags of ice.
Yeah, bags and bags. Like a mountain of bags of ice.
Can we narrow this down to like four things?
We just did. We just narrowed it down. We are done.
Okay. All right. I have no idea what's going to come from this.
I don't either.
Okay. So is that it? We didn't have a theme because of the holiday. It was holiday themed. Ben, you want to sum up the holiday theme?
I didn't know we had a theme.
That's okay. We didn't.
Yeah. All right. All right. Sad music.
Dum, dum, dum.
Well, Brian, were you just singing Life and Death theme?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said sad music. It was a natural reaction.
Oh, no, I was thinking scrub sad music.
Impressive, well, Brian. I think I only did like three notes, so that's good.
I know Lost pretty well. I listened to a Lost podcast in season 3 or 4. So, Brian, what we've learned today is that you should be thankful of anything, be it your family and friends... or peanut butter pie, to your podcasting co-host, and something else we talked about. Totem poles and pretzels. And what, I don't remember what else we talked about.
Cranberry sauce.
Conversational goldfish memory. Yeah, don't be thankful for cranberry sauce.
Sports.
Something about blind hatred, and that was last time.
It wasn't...
It was one of the last two times.
Okay.
Blind hatred. But, oh yeah, the moral is be thankful for what you got because you won't got it for long. That's depressing.
Well done.
And badly grammarized.
Well done, Ben. Well done. You've really moved me. You've moved this old podcaster's heart, and now...
All the way to Fayetteville.
All the way to Fayetteville.
We can podcast in one place.
Now I truly see the error of my ways. I said era instead of error.
The era?
No, I stick by that. I see the era of my ways. It's a set period of time in which my ways prevail, but now they don't.
Are you the Brian Ezer Scrooge?
I'm going to swim in a pool of money. I'm thinking about Scrooge McDuck.
It's not Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay.
If you've had a huge pile of money, then you need to podcast.
I do.
Around the country.
I do?
You doin't.
I do. You don't know where I am right now. I'm here in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, God. Don't make that reference again. So... Class dismissed.
Keep happy.
Stay happy. Wait, is that all we say? No, contact us. Thehappycast.blogspot.com. thehappycast.blogspot.com. Twitter, Happycast. Facebook, Happycast. iTunes, Happycast. Leave us reviews or else I will not hug you anymore. Stay happy.
Happy.
You are listening to WTKY, All Turkey, All the Time. Coming up next, we have 20 minutes of uninterrupted, commercial-free turkey music for you. Enjoy.
Turkey time, turkey time. You know it's turkey time, turkey time. Come on, it's turkey time, turkey time. Everybody, turkey time, turkey time.
Soon you'll probably be dead meat on this festive day. You're what we eat, So fly away to a distant land where people think turkeys are grand. Spread your wings and soar up high, and be thankful birds can fly, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey. It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. There's such good food and there's such great fun. It's a happy Thanksgiving for everyone, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey.
Run away, Mr. Turkey.
Mr. Turkey.
Dance at the only hole in town,
and everybody comes from all around.
They want to hear a gobble and a scratching on the ground.
They come from far and wide to hear the turkey sound.
Turkey in the straw,
ho ho ho.
Turkey in the hay,
hey hey hey.
And the old folks dance with their mother-in-law as they dance to a tune we call Turkey in the Straw.
They dance to the right.
They dance to the tune all through the night.
Then a shriek and a gasp,
it gave them such a fright.
A turkey dancing with them, what a wonderful sight.
Turkey in the straw,
ho, ho, ho.
Turkey in the hay,
hey, hey, hey.
And the old folks dance with their mother-in-law as they dance to a tune we call Turkey in the Straw.
Turkey in the straw,
ho, ho, ho.
Turkey in the hay,
hey, hey, hey.
And the old folks dance with their mother-in-law as they dance to a tune we call Turkey in the Straw.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
Oh, I love you.
Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey. To eat, so good.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways.
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite.
That's right.
Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't
believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. Ooh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Standing at the door, one waddled off, and then there were four. Four little turkeys sitting near a tree. One waddled off, and then there were three. Three little turkeys with nothing to do. One waddled off, and then there were two. Two little turkeys in the morning sun. One waddled off, and then there was one. One little turkey better run away, for soon it will be Thanksgiving Day.
Grab that dressing! Stop that old crack! Set the oven to bake! Put it on the rack! When a turkey comes along, you must help it! Thanksgiving not too far along, you must help it! Even if you hate the song, you must help it! Into shape, shape it up, tastes great, comes in juicy, mighty nice, go on and stuff it, it's not too late.
What does a turkey say? Gobble, 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 what does a turkey do? Wiggle, 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 what does a pilgrim do? Jiggle, 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 happy Thanksgiving to you. What does a turkey say? Gobble, 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 what does a turkey do? Wiggle, 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 what does a pilgrim do? Jiggle, 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 happy Thanksgiving to you. Pass around the stuffing in the pumpkin pie. It is so delicious that I cannot buy. I'm gonna eat potatoes and a roll or two. I'm not gonna finish till my plate through.
Here we go now.
What does a turkey say? Gobble, 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 what does a turkey do? Wiggle, 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 what does a pilgrim do? Jiggle, 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 happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm thankful for my family and for all my friends. I'm thankful for the parades and the march.
Gobble, gobble, gobble,
what does a turkey do?
Gobble, gobble. your belly time, turkey in your belly time, turkey in your belly time. Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. Now turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now here you go, here you go, here you go, here we go. Now turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Now break it down and eat. 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 Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now here you go, here you go, here you go, here we go. Now turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly.
We've come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years, to join hands and thank the Creator now when Thanksgiving is due. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie, and oh, love that you've made new. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And when the time comes to be going, it won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the